For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And hello. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. That's right, where winners win. It's a great episode. It's a wonderful time.
It hasn't even started yet.
It hasn't even started yet. It's going to go great. The studio's full with everybody. Joining us, as always, she just got in from, where were you? San Diego, where you live now? The fight nanny. And everyone's favorite, the team. And we're joining us at the big table. Doesn't have the kids table anymore. But don't get used to it, asshole. Please, oh, Johnny Woodward. Johnny Woodward.
The fat man.
Right now, James is pissed off because you've got to the big table. You got to the big table. Yeah,
he just blocked you from. You just got blocked from the Punch Drunk Twitter.
To be fair, I still don't have him on camera or anything. So.
That's fine.
Keep him off.
Let's keep him off. Why are our numbers up?
I get more tweets from anything. Anything, add it all up together and then put in to the top of it. Dude, who the fuck is running the goddamn Punch Drunk Twitter? He acts like a 12-year-old. He gets upset when all I do is like counterpoint him. LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. I think you're crazy. Block! You're fucking done, bro. How'd you like an arm bar? You want to get arm barred? All I said was LeBron James was great. Arm barred! Arm barred! And people are like, Jesus Christ, I thought you... All I did was engage in an argument with a sports podcast.
Yeah.
And now I got a guy arm barring me.
Yeah.
Some guy told me that they were getting hate mail from James. He was mailing things to people. He would find your Twitter, and then he would Google you and hire a private detective and then start mailing you letters that says, bro, you're blocked, bro. I know where you live, bro. Anyways, follow at Punch Drunk.
How much you have to hate somebody to mail them a letter.
Exactly.
To mail them a letter.
Dude, when we were in college, I would go to the mailbox like I was in prison. Like, you'll go to the mailbox in college and be like, I got three letters.
Yeah.
And I would be stoked.
You know, imagine, like, having a Twitter war when there was no Twitter. Like, oh, really? Well, your mom's a whore. Send.
Well, the thing
two
is,
weeks later, come back.
By the time it gets to you, that was the good thing about those days because it gave you time to cool off. Twitter doesn't give you time to cool off. So by the time I would get the letter with their rebuttal, I'd be like, I'm actually over this by now. I'm not as upset as I was four days ago when I called you a cunt.
That's great. Tebow, where are you going to be? Speaking of cunts, where are you going to be?
Oh, thanks, Sam. I will be at the Improv on the 7th doing Jeff Richards' final show of Ditto Kiddo.
Hold on. I thought the last one was the final show.
I go to everyone. They're all the final show.
Oh, yeah, the final
it seems
show?
To be a thing.
Yeah.
What is this, Rolling Stones farewell tour?
That's pretty
that
much
I went
exactly.
to literally 25 years ago.
That's exactly.
I went to the farewell tour 25 years ago.
That's exactly what it is. So I'll be doing that again. It was very fun. So if anybody wants to go to the Improv Lab and see that, it was very fun last time I did it. And I'm doing it again. We worked on some stuff last night, so I think it'll even be funnier this time. So come see me at the Improv Lab on the 7th. And I will be, big news. I have a big announcement, everybody. I'm not trying to brag or anything like that, but Steve Renazzisi and I are going to be very, very wealthy. I pitched him and Tate Fletcher a business idea last night, and they're both seemingly all in. It's a dating website, which you know. I was talking to you about it, but I don't think you have the kind of capital there. Give me. Ren Aziz is giving me $750,000. And Tate's giving me, he's in for 1 million shares. He made a decimal point error. He said 3 cents a share, and it's actually $30 a share. But he's in for 1 million shares. And so when I get back from being in Australia for a month with their money, they're going to be very wealthy. Welcome to FarmersDaughterOnly.com.
Oh,
thank
you
very much.
It's
only farmers' daughters that they want to fuck.
Or lesbians?
Whatever.
It's lesbian farmer chicks?
No, it's just, you know,
who are related?
FarmersOnly.com has made a lot of money for
has
people.
It?
I imagine that it has. They have national commercials. So I was like, FarmersDaughterOnly.com. How many jokes have you heard where the guy goes in and then the farmer's daughter, you wind up banging her?
Yeah, but they always have like a bear trap in their vagina. You ever notice that? Like those jokes always end up with like, and then he stuck his dick in there and snap, a bear trap.
Yeah, there's always
like,
a fucking dipsy
like
do.
If your dad did that to you, put this in your vagina, and you're like, it's a bear trap, Dad, and you have to like somehow put it in your vagina without the bear trap snapping on your fingers.
It could have been anybody but your dad. Was it going to be your dad? It could have been just like, imagine your boyfriend or your husband.
Yeah, but the joke is always you go to the farm, you want to bang the farmer's daughter, and then she has a bear trap in her snatch. Okay. Am I wrong on that? Isn't that always the joke? Or the
I mean, sometimes you end up banging a pig, sometimes you end up banging a cow, a pig, and then the farmer's daughter. But the point is you always get your hands on the daughter.
How much would your ego hurt, Candace, if a guy banged a cow, pig, then you?
Oh, so bad.
Would that upset you?
Yeah.
That hasn't happened to you already?
You're the worst.
You'd be just so upset. Be like, God damn it.
But if you found out after, too... Like, I feel like I'd have so many diseases. I'd be so gross.
Why do you think they have a lot of, like, cows have a lot of diseases?
Oh, wait, but I'm not like you guys. I protect myself. I take it back.
Oh, you talk about raw dogging on here all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Guys, I am going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin this week. I'm going to be at the Skyline Comedy Club, so go check it out. Should be exciting and new. And then the following week, I will be at the Calgary Comedy Cave, so come out. Get your tickets now. SkylineComedy.com for the Wisconsin gig, and then ComedyCave.com for the Calgary gig.
Oh, I got one more thing.
Oh, please.
I'm also going to be behind, right next to the dumpster outside the gay bar called Spray Down, working out some of my new sexual positions. And here's the ones I'm working out. Deep in the heart of Texas, knees to the ears drilling for oil, and roller coaster seatbelt.
I love them, dude. I love them.
All be worked out. So come,
you know,
check those out.
A lot of female comics pay male writers to write jokes for them. I think females should pay males to come up with sex positions that they can call out. Because, you know, that's a big reason why a lot of people don't think women are as funny as men. It's because they don't come up with great sex position jokes. Am I right?
I think you're right. But I think the other big reason that people don't think about when it comes to that is they're women. They're not as funny as us.
Come on, dude. Listen.
I have gay moms. I can say that.
Listen, dude.
No, they're funny. Those cunts are funny.
Just because no female basketball team can beat a female basketball team that's coached by a man, it's just never going to happen again. Doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, like, didn't a male high school team, like, win the women's wrestling championship in, like, Michigan or Ohio recently?
Have you seen that article about that, the male, maybe a football coach or something like that in high school? He is in deep shit, and he's in deep shit for putting his dick on a hot dog bun.
Oh, yeah.
And showing, like, the football team, like, hey, guys, remember, you know, this old gag? And now he's in deep, deep, deep shit.
That's so, I always talk about, it's so interesting. Like, I had a joke about, because there's this teacher that got in trouble because she gave one of her students a lap dance for his birthday. I'm like, the number of, like, levels in your brain that has to green light that fucking shit is unbelievable. The amount of green, like, yep, go for it. Like, how many times, like, what went through his brain going, yeah, you know what would be a good idea if I stick my dick in this hot dog bun and I show these kids this?
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the best. And then it's like it blows up in his face, and he's just like, "Ah, Dave, we knew better. We flipped a coin and we lost. Yeah. Should have gone with heads, and it was tails."
You know what this conversation?
Show a bunch of 16-year-olds the old hot dog on a dick on a hot dog bun trick, which is a classic staple.
Yeah.
And dude, when I was in, trust me, when we were in high school, and we were talking about this on the right here. About the whole LeBron thing.
How crazy,
like,
porn is?
No, the whole LeBron thing, where it's like Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and all these people didn't have Twitter. Nor did President Reagan,
yeah.
Where now President Trump just is on like a crazy person.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have to hear Michael Jordan's thoughts after every game or what he thought about the new fucking, you know, back in those days, Jody Watley video or whatever the fuck it was. And if we did, it would have been extremely interesting. That'd be a very funny thing of, like, what Jordan and Barkley and Shaq and all them would have been tweeting.
Right. I totally agree with that.
In 93.
I don't think Michael Jordan would be nearly the icon he is now if TMZ and the internet was around.
None of them would have been. We were able to
Barkley
just...
Barkley would, because Barkley's whole image was
a
bad boy.
Great
He's
point.
He's the only, like...
Great
Barkley
point.
Is, like, the Rob Gronkowski of the
NBA. You know who else would have been good, too? Karl Malone. Because he was always just would say it like it was, nonsense.
And coming from the guy who's the worst spell in the world, you just want to read his tweets for how bad he butchered the English language. I love that they gave Karl Malone a radio fucking show when you can't talk.
Well, it's better than that than a news article, because he at least has his own dialect, his own kind of way of talking. He's almost like NBA's version of Theo Vaughn. Like, Theo Vaughn... he ain't the brightest bulb on the tree.
I think he
but
is.
But he has his own. He's smarter than the fucking than you
I think. I think he's smarter than people think he is.
But he has his own just vernacular and way of talking, and you know, that's why he'd be good for like a radio show and stuff like that.
Well, hey,
but
man.
That's Karl Malone.
Hi, man. Karl Malone be hanging out asking what be going on.
That's one drive you know, dump truck.
You know, this conversation's really fun. It reminds me a lot of the conversation we have on our Punch Drunk Patreon episodes that now are available at punchdrunk.com/. Here, you want to put up there? Try. You're the worst. You're we get these stat people and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Punch Drunk Sports. Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports. And guys, a lot of you guys joined and we really appreciate it. We had a great episode the other day with who is on it? Steve Ranzizzi.
Ranzizzi, by the way.
Brandon Schaub.
Let me just say this, if you want a little teaser about this Patreon episode. Ranzizzi, he pretty much looks like, I don't want to say Ralphie May, but he is tipping the scales.
Not tipping the scales.
But he mentioned that he's starting to work out and he's trying to shed a few pounds before he's the next Louis Anderson stunt double. And then we had a certain somebody who... thank you guys also both for holding me back because you knew I wanted to pull a weapon
throw.
Out.
I thought you guys were going to throw.
Brendan Schaub was on. And, you know, he let us know some of their weaknesses. He was very concerned, true or false, that we were going to shoot the lights out and you and I were going to attack him.
He did say that.
He mentioned that a lot.
And Sam's like, we've mentioned it. But he had no idea what we were talking about.
Nobody sensed the
we
vibe
of like.
We
did bring him into a basement and lock the doors, to be fair. We locked the door upstairs.
Well, yeah, because I was like, is this where it goes down? Is this where Logan and Shirley Temple tap dance on his face while he's clawing him and I'm doing a song and dance on his fucking tutu?
Honestly, that room was so little. It would have been so funny if you guys were just all throwing each other around in that.
I mean, it wouldn't have been all throwing each other around. It'd have been Sam getting his face worked over like a fucking pizza dough.
I think you would have flown across the room. You would have been thrown across the room. He's three of you.
Yeah, dude, he would easily.
Who was concerned? Were Sam and I sitting there like, hey, if the lights go out, I'm so scared that Brendan Schaub's going to punch me.
He was concerned.
He was like, if the lights go out, I'm very terrified that Logan and Shirley Temple are going to tap dance on my face.
Maybe he's heard rumors. I get it.
That's how it goes, man. That's how rumors.
So funny, dude.
Back in the day when Al Capone was mad at you, you knew it. And you were very careful when you walked around streets and when you got locked in a basement. We let you out, Schaub! We let you off the hook! Next time it won't be so lucky. Go to Patreon and hear what happens.
Yeah, so guys, we'll go up real quick. This is awesome. We are up to 64 Patreons. That's awesome. We're only about 950 away from our goal. That's it. I mean, that's amazing. And we had literally 30 people from the last time come here. And
I like number four. I didn't know I was getting new tits still. I'm so excited.
Well, you're 900 away from new pants, twat. So start sounding
please,
the horn.
Please donate. I need these titties. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Minimize that part that says all the things Fight Nanny has to do.
Go down.
Oh, I didn't know I had to suck someone sideways like a harmonica. Hey, donate $5 and Fight Nanny will suck you sideways.
Free tickets. I think we gave away a date with you. Go up.
That's one of the...
Hey, guys, if you donate $2 a year, you get 70 phone calls from Fight Nanny. Where you can circle your bean.
I love that we think so. Dude,
okay, but it's 10,000, so that's not reasonable. No one's donating 10,000 for a date with me, but you also
if
get...
If you donate $10,000, I come live with you for a year. So think about that.
Oh, you can watch Tate choke out Jason? No.
You can watch that anytime.
I was like, I won't give it away for free.
Come to the comedy store every weekend. You can see Tate twisting me into a pretzel.
Oh, we fly you out. Okay. It's not just a date with me.
Jason will fly you out.
No. For $2 a year, you can circle your bean or put your dick in a triangle while Fight Nanny calls you 7 days a week. Put your cock in a triangle. Tell them that's from Punch Show.
That is so great.
If somebody donates $10,000 for a date with me, I do get boobs. That is fair.
All right, we'll throw it in. How much are boobs?
Like 6,000, right?
No, 8,000? Fuck that. What were they in Mexico?
Okay, well, then send me there. But you guys have to come with me.
Yeah, you get those Mexican crooked tits and make your fucking eyes look like a fucking cookie monster.
That's him being cheap.
We got to get our cut. You get those cookie monster eyes where you're like, who's looking at what?
I would love if I hooked up with a chick and her tits would just...
her nipples would just... You could just shake her or give her a good shaking, depending on what part of the country you're from. And her tits are just like, who's looking at who?
What is the triple block insurance?
Donate $50,000. If you donate $50,000 a year, Sam will not look at his phone for one episode of Punch Drunk. So,
oh, my face hurts. Are we done yet?
It's killing me. Remember that old gag.
So guys, I know everybody's hitting you up on Patreon, and everybody, I get it. We're honestly not looking to make any personal gains off these. This is for the big plan for the network.
I couldn't disagree more.
I mean, there will be a discussion from Tebow on this, but I am telling you that we're looking to go big with the website and the network, and this Patreon is all part of that. So your help. We're just, like we said last week, we're just asking you for $5 for 6 months, and you get... We do our best to put out a new episode every week. Most guys are giving you 2 episodes a month. We're giving you four. 4 episodes a month of some special podcasting from the Comedy Store. We're pulling comics down who are performing, talking sports, talking life, talking just love. And it's been a lot of fun. So please check it out. And let's get into this crazy-ass week we've had. It's been a crazy week.
First of all, big thanks to a big fan of the show and supporter of the show, Garnet, who took the three of us to the Clipper game on Sunday. You guys probably saw that on Instagram or whatnot.
We had a great time.
Clippers up 18 the whole game.
Unbelievable. To the point he sat his guys.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers sucks. Can we agree on that?
I mean, dude, that decision right there.
Speaking of... Doc Rivers' eyes look like the Cookie Monster tits that we can give Candace. Doc Rivers has that like same thing that RG3 has, where he kind of has like that catfish. Like, if you're staring right at Doc Rivers, are you looking at me? Are you looking at the waiter coming up at us? He constantly has these eyes like a parrot.
Yeah, I mean that's probably why he sucks, because he can't see what he's doing. You know, I mean, sit your starters when you know that you have to win this game. To keep pace with Utah and to get that fourth seed.
And dude, you got, like, slow it down, control. It's ball control. It's you're up 18 with 4 minutes left. Slow it down, be cool. And all of a sudden he starts putting in, nobody. You know why they lost?
That's not why.
You do.
You guys do, and it's not true.
It is true. And we don't like that you put in a word to have J.J. Nett even on the floor.
Yeah, I was happy. Rest him. That's what I'm for, pro wrestling.
Rest him, but Let us look at him. He wasn't even on the floor.
We had fifth row seats, and
he came out. He winked at us, and he walked away.
She's like trying to circle her
so
bean. We were sitting on the far end, and she's like, just like taking like a thing of lube. But she had like a big whole thing of it.
I bring lube everywhere I go.
For a long time, like a fat guy with ketchup on a double order of fries. She's got her legs in the air, and it's just like. And don't think I wasn't buttering my.
Is that why that
script.
Little Mexican kid kept looking back as he was circling the?
Did
the
you hear
bean
the, kid,
whole time?
The kid right by us? Like right when the Sacramento hit a bucket with about 7 seconds left and took the lead for the first time in the game. The kid in front of us goes, "Motherfucker!"
He
and
did.
His dad just looks down at him, and he had a look like his face was beet red, like "Ruh-roh."
Did he learn it from you?
Yeah, probably.
I heard that kid keep talking to you. And
oh,
I kept
can
saying,
we talk about the girls next to
I kept
us?
Saying to Jason, I was like, Sam's so funny with kids. You were so uninterested. You're just like, yep, yeah. Yep, good game.
Yeah,
no, he's not
like
hurt.
Sam's joke.
When someone was hurt, the kid was so scared. He's like, he's just resting.
Sam won't make contact with kids. He won't do it because he's just like, I feel like I look creepy. It's just like your joke. And I ain't going down that road.
Oh, yeah. You didn't look at him. No, you were. You're like,
I talked to the kid. I talked to the kid.
You were talking, but you were still like, please stop talking to me in your tone.
I was talking to the kid. What do you want me to say? His dad had weird tribal tattoos.
No, I thought it was funny. Okay, the two 17-year-old girls next to Sam.
Yeah, I thought Sam was going to be going to prom next.
That on him.
I thought Sam was going to prom.
Creep are going to creep.
He was just drooling over the kept
one
saying
was
creep
so
is going to creep.
She was so hot.
They had braces.
Yeah. That made it even hotter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
You had
so it's like we had these good seats. These two. I mean.
Are they Mexican Indians? I don't know.
Something. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Somebody in their family works at 7-Eleven.
16, 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
Tank tops. What Ari and I have described on this show as smooth fat.
Yeah.
Like those are girls at 25 that are like when you open up a thing of like popping fresh dough and you twist that thing and it goes. That's what those girls are going to do in about four. They're 4 years away from the fucking popping fresh dough being opened. And Sam was just sitting next to him. Like even when like the Sacramento hit that buzzer beater, Candace and I were like, oh, fuck. And then we look over at Sam.
He's just
staring
nodding
at popping
his
fresh
head,
dough.
Biting
didn't
his lips.
Know. Clippers up 9, bro. And like, they just lost. Right there with you, bro. He's just staring into fucking.
Look at fan of show. Sam's glasses suck dog dick. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm a fucking human being. I'm a fucking human being. Like, what is that? Like, these glasses. They just either people love them or hate them.
Dude, welcome. That's ride or die, bro. It's ride or die. Every single thing I wear, I either get, hey, you have your own unique style. Or,
what are you, a faggot, bro?
Someone just said, did T borrow Gay Jesus's sweater?
See what I mean? Exactly. But you just got to go
you
like
that. Definitely
hey,
are, of all my friends, you embrace color more than anybody I know.
You mean black people?
You are like a mystical hobo man. You're like you're a homeless guy who teaches people how to believe in themselves.
Yeah. I take that.
I respect that.
But you, what I'm saying about the glasses, you just got to like, I don't give a I like the fact that I look like I'm wearing scuba glasses and I'm about to go backwards off the side of a fucking fishing boat.
Yeah, I like it.
I love it.
I like it.
And haters are going to hate.
Haters definitely going to hate. They say I suck dog's dick. Not just regular dick either.
There was another comment.
Fucking dog dicks.
There's another comment that was a backhanded compliment to me.
Oh, let's hear
and
it.
And an insult to you on this same thing that said, Fight Nanny has, either that's Teeb's hand or it's Fight Nanny who has the manliest hands I've ever seen. Thank you for saying I have manly hands. No one's ever called me that before.
Yeah, oh, that's so interesting. It does look like you have giant man hands right there.
Nope, that's just my gay hands with all my gay jewelry.
Yeah, look at you. Look at us making funny faces.
Yeah.
And then you just trying to be cute.
I kind of feel left out, but then I'm like, that's our personality.
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
just like,
yeah.
I think everything's normal.
You know what's funny is we go to, I mean, this is textbook NBA, just highway robbery. Four of us are at the game, and we sit down, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go get something to drink. You guys want anything? And Sam's like, yeah, give me a water. And Garnet's like, give me a Coke. So I got you and you a water. Two waters. Let's play this game, Aaron. Two waters, and we're talking about these waters right here, bottle waters. Two, like, 20-ounce Cokes with a straw at the Staples Center, Clippers game. What was the price? Two waters, two Cokes.
$24.50.
First guess. Brent Biddlecombe. $22. Ryan Adams.
$19.
And you both know the answer is $31. Two Cokes, two waters. $31.
This is typical suit shit. Just typical suit shit. It's just like
$8 for a bottle of water.
We just can't keep raising the price. You're going to buy it or else you're not going to come. And then you're like, well, we're not going to come. We're not doing it. And it was just ridiculous. I mean, it was ridiculous that $31 fucking. How does a guy with a family take his kids to a game anymore?
And dude, that wasn't four beers. That wasn't four cocktails. That wasn't food. That was two fucking waters. And 9 ounces of fountain Coke.
Yeah.
Do you ever $31.
Do you ever go...
And then they have the audacity to have a tip jar.
Well, that's not their... The cashier didn't make the prices.
I understand that. But if you're going to shake me out of money and then you're going to stand there and be like, hey, man, what'd you do to get a tip? Give me extra water?
Yeah.
You did nothing. You tip a bartender because he's... You tip a bartender good because he'll throw you a free drink. He'll give you an extra heavy pour. Whatever the fuck.
Look at that. We have the beer prices at NBA basketball games. Number one is the New York Knicks. $10 for a beer.
Do you know the most
you've ever paid? What number is Philadelphia's like 7th or 8th?
Here's what's funny, Sam. The Lakers are $8.50 for a beer. Clippers are $8.25. They play in the same stadium. How do they get 25 more cents a beer?
Because they're the Lakers. You know that. Golden State is $7.
What's the cheapest beer you can get? A.K.A. who am I a new fan of?
Cleveland, of course.
Wow.
$4 beer.
I bet Bulls are the Bulls got to be up there, right? Where are the Bulls at?
Right there.
They're right in the dead middle.
Yeah.
God, Phoenix, why is it? It's because they ain't got no water out there at $10.25 a beer.
$10.50
Holy shit. For a beer.
Totally, dude. That is way too much. Detroit, $9 for a beer? Detroit? Where grizzly bears are your next-door neighbors in your houses? I got to pay $9 for a beer? It's unbelievable.
There's another graph that looks exactly like this. That is, which stadiums have people with booze in their pocket and which stadiums have less people with booze in their pocket. $15 a beer? You bet your dick I got a Ziploc bag full of Jack Daniels in my fucking dick.
Yeah, I love – we have a friend, Jason Galern, who even when he goes to a gig where they have drink tickets, he brings his own alcohol.
Fancy, yeah. Weird beards.
Yeah, because his wife always goes to like Trader Joe's. She gets like the craziest, weirdest beers. So he'll call me when I'm like at the gig already. Dude, do they have fucking Winterstein Light? I go, no one has Winterstein Light. Cool. I rip the labels off. I'll see you in five. And he comes in with like no labels on a green bottle. It's like Winterstein.
Is it weird when you see somebody bring their own wine to a restaurant? Don't you find that like...
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like, hey, going to a movie theater with your own DVD player?
You know, they charge you for that. They do charge you. It's a corking fee. They'll charge you to open it for you.
I know, but it's just...
But there's people like, hey, man, you don't serve the kind of bottle I like at your fine steakhouse. I'd like to bring my own San Francisco port and have your $80 steak. Please... charge me $15 to open this for me.
So dumb. So dumb. Guys, I went to the Wu-Tang. It was fun.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was fun. My phone died as soon as I got there.
So you left right away. You didn't watch the concert.
Wu-Tang for go fuck yourself. Okay?
I can't live stream, bro. I'm out. No one will know I was here, bro, other than me and my memories for the rest of my life. I'm out.
So I got those tickets through our good friends at SeatGeek. SeatGeek for all your ticketing needs. Jason, what should they do?
Here's what they should do, guys. You know how difficult it is to get tickets, and especially when we were growing up.
Yeah.
We're not like these fancy kids now that have always had a phone in their pocket. If I took my phone in my pocket when I was in high school, no one could have called my mom's. Guys, go to your app store or wherever you purchase your apps in your phone and get the SeatGeek app. Go into settings and use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off your first purchase. It's very easy to do. You can get tickets to any live event, sporting event. Now is a great time for all sporting events. Hey, guys, guess what you can do with SeatGeek in the near future?
What?
Go to the Las Vegas Raiders game.
Oh, Raiders!
SeatGeek's
great,
talk
man.
About
look
that.
At this. Look at this. We're looking at it. Now, that's the lowest price. They give you the lowest price right there. Let's say if you're really into really stupid music like Panic at the Disco.
The disco's that popular?
$57? Holy shit, look at Clipper games. Clippers, $9 see professional
Let's go
basketball.
Again.
Wizards, Clippers, $9.
$9?
Yep.
We'll be at the top, right though. We won't be on the floor.
You can't even go see a movie for $9.
But that is a great thing in SeatGeek. Like right there, you click right there, you can go right into it. You can click where you want. The tickets are, you can literally put in your budget and bam.
Garnett,
everything comes
I see
up for
these
that.
Prices. You paid a lot of money.
Yeah, a little too much
whoa,
with
whoa,
that fucking
whoa.
Canadian oil money. I love just walking around with Garnett around ethnic people and just see him get nervous because Canadians are really racist.
Oh, yeah, right? We don't call it racism, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what
I'm saying? We just call it non-Canadian.
Yeah.
Eh? We call it non-Canadian, eh?
Yeah.
I went to the SeatGeek in A, and I got I went to the I was in Los Angeles for 8 days, eh? And I went to the Staples Center 14 times. This guy went to 9 hockey games and 4 basketball games. I go, you went to the Staples Center more times this week than I've been in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but
dude,
the,
man.
Jets, the Jets
He's
were,
from a town where it's like.
The Jets were in town, eh?
It's like Fargo.
100%. Yeah,
you know?
100%.
Like nobody goes there.
Yeah.
You know, it's Winnipeg. I think he's from Winnipeg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Winnipeg. Who goes to Winnipeg?
Actually, we call it Loser Pig, eh?
Hey! Hey!
You sound like it.
So good. So good. Let's get in some...
Go to SeatGeek. Get the app. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $20 off your first purchase. After we just looked at this, you could go to a Clipper game, 2 tickets,
for free.
$18. SeatGeek technically would owe you $2 to go to a Clipper game if you get that app. And they are great for everything, concert events, any kind of thing you want to go to. So go to SeatGeek, get the app, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $23 to go to some event. And, dude, that's one thing we're all doing. It's so easy. It's so user-friendly. It's always in your pocket. So even if you're somebody like Garnett who comes to America and
barely
from Canada,
speaks English.
I speak the native tongue of love. But, you know, come to L.A., what did this guy do? All he was doing is on SeatGeek while he was on vacation in L.A. He wound up going to 3 basketball games and 2 hockey games.
I couldn't tell if it was SeatGeek or Grindr. Either one, he was loving his life. Loving his life. By the way,
little from
Keith
column
Carey
A,
put a funny fucking tweet out.
Little from column A, little from column
Do you know Keith Carey?
E. Yeah, of course.
He's like this young comic. He's one day I'm like, dude, you got to get in shape. And I felt really bad because I'm like.
He's in a shape. It's just a giant circle
yeah.
right now.
But he's bisexual, and he was he had a funny joke about on Grindr how there was an ad for yeast infections, and it's just like somebody's losing their job at that ad company. Yeah. Why would you put a yeast infection ad on a Grindr app?
Right. Yeah, okay. Totally.
I thought that was funny.
It's stupid.
Apparently nobody else did. Guys, the Raiders are going to the 702 Vegas.
Now, I got to ask you about this. You and, you know, of all of my friends, and I'm not just saying because we're on Punch Drunk, of all of my friends, this applies to you and my buddy Jay Rogers, who are
diehard
Raiders fans. Those are my 2 Raider buddies. But you in particular are from, it's almost like if the Falcons move to Chicago or if the Falcons move to Los Angeles, this is your favorite city. And where you went to college and where you lived and where you started comedy. And it's your favorite team moving there. But you don't seem as stoked about it as I thought you would be. Why?
Because I feel bad for Oakland in a weird way. I feel bad for Oakland.
But they had a chance to vote. They had
a chance
to pony
up. I get
it.
I just feel bad. I mean, like, dude, I feel bad when somebody loses their team. It's just part of the business.
But they had an opportunity. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like I look at it like this. I'm, let's say Fight Nanny and I are dating each other. And she goes, listen, if you want to be with me, you're going to have to quit doing heroin. You have to quit doing heroin. And I go, all right, I hear you. Well, I'll think about it. And then 2 years later, she's like, you haven't quit doing heroin yet. And I'm dead serious right now. So you have till this date to quit doing heroin or get out. And then I don't quit doing heroin, and I get out, It's like, dude, you made this decision. The city of Oakland has waived the right to bitch because they voted against ponying up money to build this new stadium.
Well, they did a lot of almost what San Diego did, which was, in a weird way, pick the baseball team over the football team. I mean, San Diego built the Padres a new stadium, and then they're like, nope, we can't give the Chargers a new stadium. And basically, Oakland said, well, what they said was, we'll help you build a stadium, but you have to let the Oakland A's stay there, too. And Mark Ryan was like, yeah. I mean, Mark Davis was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. And I agree with that. But I'm still sad that they're you just see the look on those people's faces. They're having their hearts ripped out.
It's a breakup.
It's a hard one, too.
It's a breakup.
And it wasn't San Diego.
And this bitch dumped them twice.
That's another thing. The truth of the matter is, let's face it, the Chargers should be in San Diego.
But they took back a fucking whore that is notorious for being a whore. You took them back,
right,
and they stabbed you in the back again.
Right.
So you kind of go,
well,
like, fool me once, shame on me.
Same thing happens, though, dude. It's like, they're a premier, like, team. Their brand is one of the best brands in the NFL.
But don't discount the fact that the NFL is a 32-person corporation, and the other 31 people make more money with the Raiders rebranded in Vegas than they do in back in old town Oakland.
I get that too, and it's the truth is the Aaron. You look like you want to say something.
I was just going to say that the Padres got their stadium the year they went to the World Series.
Right,
like the election was November, right after the World Series.
Right, there's
a difference. The Chargers haven't had a winner in a while.
Yeah, but still, they picked
ever, really.
The baseball have, team over the
you
football.
You gotta have
team.
A winning season if you want to get a vote.
I get that, dude. I get that. But
behind,
at the end
I'm
of the day, it's
well.
Still 100% a choice. Baseball.
And you also have to have a good relationship with the city if you want to fucking win a vote.
Right.
And yeah. The Davis family has a notorious history of saying fuck you to wherever they are.
No, I get that, dude. I get that. Look at that
they
haircut.
They did that in Oakland.
Look
they
at that
did it in L.A.
Haircut.
They did it in Oakland
again. Did you
make
any good decisions with that haircut?
No.
That's a billion-dollar haircut. He's a billionaire, and he has Feng Chao's haircut.
He literally looks
he has
like
the haircut of an Asian with Down syndrome.
He literally looks like Mr. Potato Head made $1 billion and just decided to wear a wig. Look at that.
He looks
That's
like
what happens when a fucking jack-o'-lantern gets fucking comes alive.
Dude,
look at that shit.
Look at that picture on the left. He looks like a guy that talks like this. I'll let my cat shave me.
Well, you know, he's traumatized by his dad. His dad treated him like shit, like shit. Like shit.
I'll pee standing up.
It's just like he just looks like garbage. So it's like I feel bad. Am I happy they're going to Vegas? They should have gone to L.A.
Well, I agree with that. But that window closed 2 years ago because they're trying to play everyone against each other.
No.
It's like shit or get off the pot. And they always knew they had Vegas in their back pocket. So like we'll try L.A. first and we'll try to lowball the shit out of L.A. And if they're not going to get into that, then we always got Vegas in the back.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know, man. I just think the NFL's in deep shit.
They knew they can go to Vegas, and they played Oakland and L.A. against each other, and neither one of them came up with a better offer than Vegas, so they went to Vegas.
Yeah, but I still think the NFL's in deep shit. You've basically...
Why?
You've lost Oakland now, you've lost St. Louis, and you've lost San Diego as markets for the NFL.
Yeah, but you gained Vegas and Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, look at how L.A.'s going. Nobody watched the Rams last year because they were goddamn awful. And then we're talking about fucking $10 fucking beer, water bottles. I mean, water. Dude, $100 to park at a Rams game.
$100.
It's ridiculous.
I saw $80 and I saw when Tiana and I went to the Falcons game. I saw $80 parking lot and I saw $100 parking lot.
It's embarrassing.
And I was stepping off of a $1.75 train ride that drops you off right at the stadium.
It's ridiculous.
Is there no cheap options at all?
No.
I imagine you could park right. You know, that's notorious for being a bad area.
Huh.
So the further you get away from the stadium, the more white people, quotation marks with the fingers, are like, I don't know if we want to walk our kids through this part of town. Uh-huh. I'll just pay $80.
I drove out of Staples Center when they asked me for 30. I was like, ooh, I'm going to go across the
street. I hate that shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's LA's so interesting.
$1.75 train ride.
LA, we'll pay out our ass for everything.
Took me 18
except
minutes.
For parking. No, it's the one thing we're like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. I'm not paying
it.
You for this space on the planet. You're yeah. just asking me, you're charging me $30 to put my car in just a lot. It's unbelievable.
That's 20, man, about 25 bucks an hour to park there for a football game. 25 bucks an hour. I wouldn't pay that for a hand job.
Yeah, that's like escort fucking money. So I'm like, dude, I think it's going to be...
It is escort money.
By the way, what's going to happen with the Raiders for the next 2 years? This is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. Hey, we're leaving you in 2 years. Imagine if your boyfriend is like, yep, I'm going to fuck another chick in 2 years. Just let you know. Like, that's literally what he said.
Yeah, that is exactly...
I'm going to fuck this other chick in 2 years.
That is a wonderful analogy.
How are we going to do? How's it going to go? How's it going to go? I mean, we got a good team, but imagine you're playing it. Now every home game is going to be like, nobody's going to go to those games.
Imagine if you're 19th on season's ticket waiting list. You go like, hey, man, within the next 2 years, the last 12 years are going to pay off in my life of being on the season ticket waiting list.
Yep.
And then they move to fucking Vegas, and you're like, wow, I've been putting all this fucking money in to be in this fucking waiting list. $100 a fucking year.
You have to pay $100 to stand.
Or whatever it is. There's different ones that are like
really?
That, yeah.
God damn, they're just always milking you for a dollar. Suits just don't give a fuck. So now what's going to happen is the Raiders are going to go to Vegas, right?
Baseball's better.
Baseball's not better. It is great, but it's like we'll get into baseball because I
in three
please
weeks.
No,
I,
we won't.
I went to the World Series.
I cannot.
Did you go?
I went to the finals.
To yeah. the final, the yeah. final game.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk to you about that in 2 weeks. Thank you, Aaron.
All right, cool.
What are you saying, Sam?
It's a date.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Now Vegas is going to jack up their hotel rates. You actually
they're
going to
paper that fucking stadium. They're going to paper the shit out of that stadium.
What?
They're going to paper that room.
No, they're not.
You don't think different casinos are going to get Raiders tickets where they can can to fucking sweet people? I'm not saying they're giving them to dumb people. I'm just saying there's going to be hotels where I'm sitting at a blackjack table for a while, and they're like, how'd you like 2 Raiders tickets?
That may happen.
There's not going to be an empty seat in that stadium is what I mean to say.
But I'm telling you, dude, I think that stadium's going to sell out. I think it's going to be packed, and I think they're going to
every fucking time.
But I think it's going to be – I think – the suites will. What's going to happen are those casinos are going to buy up all the suites, and they're going to just use them for their high rollers.
You're totally right about that. And what also is going to happen is half of that stadium is going to be non-Raider fans because
I disagree.
Every
with that.
Baltimore fan, no, half of the stadium is going to be the local Raider fans and the people that commute in and out to go there and see the Raiders.
I think it will sell
the
out.
Oakland fans, the regular.
I think
people.
You're going to get.
No,
I think you're going to.
What's going to happen is, the Giants are in town. Over Thanksgiving, all New York is going to fly to Vegas for the weekend and go to the Giants-Raiders game and make it a Vegas Raiders, but it's Vegas Giants. It's not Vegas Raiders. It's Vegas Giants weekend. And then next week, Baltimore's here. Everybody from Baltimore that has the money is like, let's go to Vegas. We'll get fucking Raiders-Ravens tickets.
See, I get what you're saying, but I also...
They're going to have the same problem L.A. does. Not a local fan base, and most of the people in town are a fan of the other team that weekend.
I just disagree with that. I just disagree with that, dude. The reason the difference between what the Rams is, what's happened to the Rams and what happened to the Raiders
yeah.
is that the Rams came into a Raiders fucking market. They came into a
Hang
market
on,
that
Rams
was.
Rams came into. Okay, yep.
They also came
into an everything market.
No. This town. The numbers that the Raiders draw on radio and television blows everybody else out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally like the suit said, fuck you and the click you claim. Because I don't give a shit about the numbers. That I'm just going to – we're going to fucking shove this round peg into a square hole.
I don't know.
Made no sense, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
What you're talking about. And
okay?
I don't know how I can prove it or how it could be quantified. But I'm willing to – I'm pretty positive in my own world of theories here. And you can throw this on tinfoil hat if you want, that the earth is a rhombus. No. That Los Angeles has the highest number in football, NFL teams, the highest number of fans of the other team weekly. I'm willing to bet that.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Vegas will be second for the exact same reason.
I completely disagree with that. You have fan bases, huge fan bases in L.A., San Diego, Utah. I think they're going to come out in fucking droves, dude. I really do believe that. I really do believe that. I think the problem with the two teams that moved to L.A., they don't have a big fan base here. I just don't think they have a big fan base. So I could be wrong. We could discuss it. But you know what? Things are already looking better.
I'm excited. I'm excited to go to Vegas for a Raiders game.
They just opened a Raiders brothel in Nevada.
What does that mean?
You can just go.
All players get their cock sucked for free?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's a Raiders-themed brothel.
How do you hear about all these things?
Brothel.com.
Google alerts.
Just for brothels, now, right? All around the world.
Let me ask you this, and I know you're gonna fight this. I know you're gonna fight this.
Incredible, Sam knows everything.
Yeah, dude, I'm on the you know
everything brothel.
Anything, yeah, sex really.
Yeah. All things brothel.
His two worlds collided: paying for sex and Raiders.
Did you create this?
Holy shit! Pirates booty sports brothel. That is brilliant. It'll be located 70 miles. That's brilliant.
And this could go. This here's where you're smart about this. If it really is a good sports brothel, this is where it's brilliant. Because if you have actually figured out a way where I could get my dick sucked and watch the Falcons game without getting my balls busted, I'm in.
And eat delicious white cheddar puffs.
Yeah,
Pirates booty.
That's so true. That's so true. What if they're going to get sponsored? What if they're going to get sponsored by? By the way, those pirate booties are so good. They're so good. They're not healthy for you, are they? Because they try to act like they're super healthy.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you ever like, oh, this is healthy? It says it's low fat.
What is?
Pirate's booty.
What do you mean pirate's booty?
You don't know what they are, really?
What's pirate's
booty?
They're
like a healthy Cheez-It.
Oh, it is?
Is it healthy?
It's a white cheddar puff.
But all the parents I would nanny for let their kids eat them, so it's healthy.
Rich white snacks. Yeah. Just say rich white cunt snacks.
Yeah, that's
hey, dude, you've set the record for the word cunt on this show today.
Oh, I'm only at three. Guys, we're not even 40 minutes into this thing. Now, Sam, I know you're going
to
jump down my throat when I say this.
Dude, I can't
but I really do believe this will be a problem. And I just
Black
want your
people.
Take on it because you lived there. You know what Vegas is like. But we've seen the Manziels, we've seen the fucking Chad Johnsons all the time before Ocho Cinco, all the different people where you, hey man, hey 21-year-old, here's $30 million, and now you live in Vegas. Kids that have never been anywhere
Dude,
now live in Vegas and have $30 million. Are you telling me that is not going to be a problem for the NFL and it's not going to blow up in their face?
Dude.
Because a lot of NFL players that don't live in Vegas have gotten in a lot of trouble in Vegas.
Let me just say this, ma'am, about Vegas. Vegas is corporate sin. It is very regulated and very controlled. The police all look like giant fucking Nebraska linebackers. They're humongous. We have Mexican midgets here in L.A. You ever get pulled over by like a 4'5" guy? He's like, yeah, I need your... We are the LAPD. The LAPD. The LAPD. You know? It's just they're so tiny. Out there, they're giant, huge dudes that don't fuck around. Dude, Tampa, Miami, New York, where there's teams, are way crazier than L.A.
But they don't
way
have
crazier.
It's Vegas. They don't have the, I could do anything here.
I'm telling
when
you.
When you are, my point is, when
LA
you are
is
in Tampa.
L.A. is crazier than Vegas. I'm telling you.
When
now.
Chad Johnson was in Tampa, where'd he get in trouble? Vegas. So you're like, hey, man, Tampa's so crazy. He got on a plane, flew to Vegas, and got in mad trouble. Johnny Manziel wore a disguise in Vegas.
Are you talking about when he got in a fight with his girlfriend?
Johnny Manziel wore a disguise in Vegas. No, he was Manziel.
No, I'm talking about Chad Johnson.
Yeah, but he also got into another incident there. But that's just one of many people you hear. All these cities that you're naming,
like
New
Griffin
York,
got in a,
New York,
a fight the strip bar, right? Okay. Was that, like, dude, that could have happened at any strip bar.
Sure, but it happens in Vegas because it's Vegas.
And, dude,
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Pac-Man Jones also in Vegas.
Well, Pac-Man Jones has been arrested in every city in the world.
Yeah. Well, let me also say
another
this.
Great example.
Let me also say this.
What I'm saying is
those players, I'm just going to throw this out, man. those players weren't local celebrities, right? Those they were out of towners. So there's no financial or emotional investment in them. I'm not saying that what you're saying can't happen or won't happen, but now that these players are local legends, local celebrities, there might be an attempt by the local community to more protect their image and protect the brand so that more people
That's what I'm saying.
Do
you have to take an extra step as an NFL franchise because it's Vegas? Does the NFL or the Raiders
I don't
now
think Vegas is as crazy as everybody thinks it is.
You're Sam Tripoli.
I know.
Look at your life. Look at the things you do. You perform shows at sex clubs. You don't look at the world. Vegas is your Disneyland. Vegas is where you thrive. You're not a 20-year-old kid from the ghetto of Suwanee, Georgia, who has problems in his life,
who now
gets $21 million and now lives in Vegas.
I'm telling you, man, the perception of Vegas and that it's just an – I mean, dude, I'm not telling you that crazy shit doesn't happen in Vegas. But, I mean, like, I've lived in Vegas. I've lived in L.A. I've toured all over the country, man. I just think that there's as crazy area – like, Tampa is fucking nuts, dude. It's nuts. I mean, it is –
That are legal in Vegas
– are legal everywhere else.
Are not all legal in Tampa.
What? Casinos are legal everywhere. There's casinos everywhere, strip bars everywhere, weed everywhere.
Sure.
What is legal in Vegas that maybe...
You've been to the Vegas Strip, right?
Yeah.
That looks a lot different than Tampa's gambling scene or Kansas City's gambling scene.
Right. There are, but you can gamble everywhere.
If I have $100,000 and I go to the Strip, that's totally different than me going to the fucking Inglewood Casino in Los Angeles.
I say, dude, the opportunity
I'm just saying, in your
to fuck
opinion,
up. Yes, those casinos are there, but you don't think.
Do the Raiders have to take an extra step now that they're in Vegas to protect these young millionaires?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I mean, like look at Dallas. Look how crazy the Cowboys are. Look how crazy they are.
Sure. Would they be crazier in Vegas, in your opinion?
I don't think that running back. Ezekiel is a fucking geographical guy. Wherever he is, he's going to fuck up.
Sure.
You know,
my
that's
question
my
is,
opinion.
Do you have more of an opportunity to fuck up in Vegas than you do in Dallas or Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Or Buffalo,
Green Bay's
New York,
a bad example. Or Buffalo, New York.
I don't think
31 examples. There's 31 other examples.
Yeah, but
31
Green Bay
other
is
cities.
The... Go on.
I don't think the NFL has to take the extra step. The Raiders will
That's
have
what
to
I'm
take
saying.
The extra step.
Oh, but if we are a 32-person corporation, we all take an extra step. If we all just voted for the Raiders to go to Vegas, then we all have to do something to make sure nothing bad happens in Vegas.
I suppose, but yeah.
As they say in the NFL,
it's
bad for the shield. That's what they like to say.
That's fucking bullshit.
I think it'll be fine. Yeah. I think they're going to be fine. I think the opportunities... Like, there's a lot of opportunities to do some crazy-ass shit. Miami, Tampa,
sure.
Dallas, New York. You know, I mean, Houston. You can get fucking weird.
A lot of arrests and DUIs and prostitution and getting busted for pot have happened in those 31 cities. But a lot of NFL arrests have happened in Vegas. And Vegas wasn't even an NFL city. And now it is. So my question is... In a town where a lot of NFL players have been arrested, just flying there to dick off, now you move fucking 70 of them there. Does the NFL arrests go up in Vegas, or do you?
I mean, the NFL arrests are going to go up because now there's an NFL team. It's
good point.
It's only natural that
Great
it will
point.
Go up. But I do think that I mean, like Vegas has had UNLV there forever, and as far as I can tell. Those student athletes, yeah, they're not millionaires, but okay,
Some
but they're not
them.
Millionaires. No. But there is the opportunity of girls and drugs and party. I mean,
you do
since
not,
Lamar Odom, I haven't heard of anything bad happening.
You do not hear of a lot of UNLV problems.
You know,
football, basketball, otherwise, you don't hear it. I don't hear it.
I think that the Raiders are going to have to take the same precautions that Dallas and Miami and Tampa do. Just be like, you got to be on these fucking guys. At least you're stars.
Like, this is our town. Like, fly to Miami to gamble and get pussy.
No, they're going to be able to do that there. I mean, the one thing they're going to have to really watch is not point shaving shit. That's never going to be an issue because these guys make too much money. But
I don't think that's going to be an issue whatsoever.
Me either. But what they're going to have to watch is these guys being deep in the hole to these fucking casinos. Like going there and gambling and gambling and gambling and gambling. That is going to be an issue.
Oh, yeah. Like every team has a Pete Rose.
Michael Jordan. What's
Charles
his face
Barkley.
From Boston who lost $100 million gambling?
Antoine Walker.
Antoine Walker.
You know, every team's got Antoine Walker. And, like, there's nothing against law that says that you can't lose all your money. But, I mean, you don't want them to lose all their money. I mean, like, that's going to ruin chemistry on the team. That's a big
thing. If I'm one of those casinos, I want them to lose
else.
The money.
What?
If I'm Wynn Casino, I want them to lose that money.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's like, them's the breaks.
Yeah.
You know, you got your fucking Derek Carr leaving in a barrel. Wearing a barrel. I want to bring back barrels, dude.
Yeah,
that's when you knew
that
times were that tough. When you go, well, I can give him my shirt and just leave in this barrel.
You know what's so funny? There used to be the whole legend that people go over Niagara Falls in a fucking barrel. Like, why would you do that? Like, what does that give you?
I've seen footage of people doing that.
In a barrel?
Yeah, you know, they've actually put...
In a barrel!
Yeah. They actually put, like, cushioned and, like, made a barrel, like, really, like...
No, but that's not a barrel. That is like
a...
No,
it's a barrel, but
that's like a
back
chamber.
In the day, yeah, you would just go over that way because you're like, oh, this can't go wrong. Is this Niagara Falls in a barrel? Is this real?
Is this real?
Is this real life? Look at this guy. And we're watching.
Why is he wearing my glasses?
Yeah, that's true. He's about to go.
And they sealed him up.
You gotta seal him up.
Oh no, this isn't real.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Johnny.
This guy.
Johnny, you're done. You're done.
Get your shit together, Ryan.
Get your
Adams.
Shit together, Ryan Adams. Yeah. So I just, it's so funny the thought of like it would be safer. Just go over. Why be in wood? Would it be any better?
That is, you know, I know. Now, how many times have you been? You're from up there. How many times have you been?
I was born
Niagara
in
Falls?
Niagara Falls.
But, I mean, to the actual, like, touristy, walk around the actual falls.
I went to Niagara Falls three times a year. Every year.
Yeah. It's really cool. If you've never been, it's really cool.
If you want to see the problems about America, go to Niagara Falls, dude. Go to Niagara Falls. And there's a Niagara Falls, United States, and Niagara Falls, Canada.
Yeah.
And, dude, it couldn't be more different. Niagara Falls,
Canada. Canada's awesome.
Bright lights, everybody's over here. Fucking Walking Dead.
I was
fucking ghetto style.
I went across, and it's literally like wherever you parked, it's like right here is America. Wherever you're parked is Canada. Right now, wherever you parked. And sit right there. You can't do shit in the American side, but like look at stuff. Cross over the Canadian side. I'm 19. Me and my sister, she was 17. I was 19. And we're like, hey, we're going to go to the Canada side. We'll be back. And this is before, you know, the towers fell and all that stuff. I mean, this was, you know, 90s, and you could just go to Canada.
It was great.
There wasn't TSA. You didn't have to have a fucking million fucking pieces of paper.
I used to do it all the time.
You would just walk across the thing. So we're like, hey, you fucking lesbian bitches. We're going to go for a walk. We're going to check out the Canadian side. There's me and Megan. Bam, pow, pow, just getting hammered on the Canadian side. Because you could drink. You could walk across the street and legally drink and then have to come back to America and be like, yeah, we're totally sober.
Dude, I went to my first strip bar in how old was I?
You're talking about the Canadian side?
Yeah, I went to my first strip bar.
They used to have a Yuck Yucks on the Canadian side. Comedy
club. In Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
They still do.
Oh, is that right over?
And dude, I went there and that was the first time I ever saw a stripper and she was so hot. And I'm like, why are you doing this? I didn't contemplate, like, that's why she's doing it, because she's so hot.
Yeah.
You know, the Montreal Comedy Festival used to be huge because, you know, now it's probably back to how it was because the Canadian dollars isn't worth shit now. But back then, it was like, you could fly into Montreal, go to the Comedy Festival, and fucking get, like, an LA-10 hooker for, like, $50 American. By the way, everybody's on their phone. I'm the asshole.
I'm looking up stuff.
I say that.
That's his job.
That's his job.
James tweeted that to me, and I didn't know if that was important.
Yeah, my phone lit up with the same thing, too.
Yeah, so I was like, is this important? Do I need to mention this?
Will the Raiders get arrested more than the Oakland Raiders?
He did a poll.
And he said early results favor team.
Well, it's early results, and, you know, time will tell. It doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. Time will tell what that goes. But I really do agree with you, actually. I think the Raiders are going to have some sort of, like, you get arrested in any other city but here. And the police are on our side, and everybody else is on our side. And unless you blow a 0.29, I'm pretty sure those Vegas cops, when they pull over Derek Carr, if he's drunk or whoever, I'm not accusing Derek, just for example.
You're picking the best Christian fucking quarterback on the planet, dude.
Khalil Mack.
That guy doesn't do anything
say,
like that.
Let's say Khalil Mack gets
pulled
over.
Dude, get the punter. Get the punter. He's fucking a Kardashian. He's going to crash a car.
Two-Punch Shakur. They pull over Two-Punch Shakur. And, you know, he blows a 0.07 and he's right at the limit. Most other NFL cities, they're going to fuck. Cincinnati's going to be like, yeah, we got fucking Pac-Man Jones again. They're going to be like, sir. Just like when I got pulled over in Chicago once. Cop, long time ago, but a cop was like, hey, have you been drinking? I go, yeah. And he goes, are you close to home? I go, I'm pretty close right here. He goes, get out of the car. He goes, hand me your keys. And took my keys and then threw them in my car and locked them in my car. And he goes, walk home. And if your car is gone tonight, I got your plates and I'm taking you to jail. If your car's gone tonight, come back and get it tomorrow. And just lock my keys in my car and let me walk along my merry way.
Those days are gone. No. That's
those days are
going to
be in Vegas.
That's called white privilege right there. If you were a black guy, he would have cracked you and fucking shot you.
Well, that's called the 90s. And it's also called the city of Chicago where it's like, hey, you didn't blow a 4.40.
You know? It's always my thing about women, too. They're always like, women's insurance rates are so much lower than guys. Say, yeah, because you cry and suck cop dick to get out of fucking ticket.
I'll suck a cop dick.
Right?
Not even to get out of a ticket. Just like out of saying, thank you for your service, sir.
You know what's really happening? I think this has been one of the best tournaments. I know the refereeing, but the NCAA tournaments, I think, is one of the best. And if you're going to watch the Final Four, you should make some bets on BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. That's right. Go there. Use a promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Did we even mention that in SeatGeek? $10.
Yeah, we mentioned it several times.
Go use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get $10 betting cash. And bam!
Dude, throw it on a parlay.
You
got two tens coming up?
Two tens coming up.
A lot of good fights in there. You got the big Final Four coming up. National Championship. And you know what I love about that is that three teams have virtually never been there. Ever.
Two haven't been for sure. And the other one hasn't been there since the 30s.
Which I don't respect any championship that doesn't involve black people.
Yeah.
I think we all agree with
that. Don't show me a 1912 World Series banner. That doesn't count. 40-year-old fat drunk guys that are smoking and talking about how black people shouldn't vote isn't a championship team to me.
I agree with that.
So three teams have never been there.
That was the whole thing in baseball, how they were complaining about how, like, yeah, maybe Barry Bonds did do steroids. But you know what? Babe Ruth didn't play a lot of black people.
You mean virtually any.
Yeah. No.
And it's easier, I think, for me as a fat white guy.
And a racist.
To hit a home run off of a guy who's hungover drinking while he's pitching and also racist.
Yeah. Dude, there is literally a story and a picture of Babe Ruth in the seventh inning stretch going to a bar across the street and grabbing a fucking six pack and walking out with it.
Look at this guy.
Like, you're drinking beer and hunting. What is Babe Ruth? Where were you, hobo?
Hey, if you were a baseball superstar and you had to catch what you ate, I'm out.
Babe Ruth is retarded.
Look at his bathing suit. That's the kind of bathing suit that, like, you couldn't even wear, like, oh, you better not show your real torso, fella. Sure. All the dames are going to be really upset if they see your nipples.
So my whole thing is like,
his bathing suit has a belt, Sam. His bathing suit has a belt. I do not respect that.
Look at that. Look at that, dude. You guys just Google.
What are you dating, a flapper?
Look at Google Babe Ruth and just know that he was so unathletic. They had John Goodman play him as a fucking, you know, like if there's ever argument
exactly
on how bad, like, he's the greatest ever. Our player's better now. John Goodman played you in a fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly right.
I couldn't play John Goodman because I'm too in shape. I'm a fat drug addict. What are we doing?
100%.
It's ridiculous.
Look at that. Look at the left right there where he's boxing Hitler. that's an athlete. Look at his body, dude. That guy looks like if, like, maybe, like, Ryan Mervis took three
dude,
shits.
Doesn't that look like a white guy fight? Like, they're pushing each other?
Yeah. Ah, put up your dukes. Oh, you want to talk about my dame in that way,
so
huh?
My point is that this is how different the game was. As soon as they let Bill Russell play, he won everything. That's how white it was before.
They literally changed the rules of basketball to no more dunking for a while until we can dunk too.
Because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. They were like, okay, we let you in our sport, but don't be that good. Because, well, you get it.
Yeah. So it's crazy. So go to BetDSI, get that cash. Get that cash. Play those parlays. We got a great UFC coming up, too. We got Daniel Cormier, and we got we'll get into that, so you have something to talk about. but let's stay with this. Make a parlay. Bet DSI for all your betting needs. Congratulations.
By the way, that Babe Ruth is fat thing was the most baseball we've
talked
about.
I was going to say, he wants to talk baseball.
You're welcome.
You said you would go back
to
baseball.
You're welcome.
I said in a couple of weeks. Wait,
and I'm the bad guy on the show. I'm the bad guy. You asked for baseball talk. You got baseball.
Wait till June.
You know? I'm an asshole. Yeah. Let's get to this tournament before we touch these.
Let's finish. So.
Horse race time.
You get South Carolina. Never been there before. Oregon hasn't been there since.
Dude.
When Oregon was there, black people couldn't vote. Women couldn't vote.
Yeah.
Let's just say they've never been there.
Well, or we could call that a better time. Listen,
red state of you. By the way, it's super cute that you're both wearing your own T-shirts.
Oh, look at this. And guys, why not plug nice. That then? Go to all things or allcomedytshirts.com. You can also go to Punch Drunk Sports and get them. But allcomedytshirts.com, and you can get all of the Punch Drunk shirts and merch that's out there, and we got some new ones that are coming down the pipes.
I love that Punch Drunk one right there. Up. Nope. Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
I really like that shirt.
I like the gray one.
We should do a Fuck the Fighter and a Kid shirt, and 100% of the proceeds go to me and Sam only.
Yeah, dude, I think this is so interesting. Who's the coach for South Carolina? Is there any way either doesn't hit women, allegedly, or doesn't get pegged in the ass? That guy constantly looks like he is fighting to hold it together.
Now, do understand that you just said two completely conversely
things.
Yeah. Like, look at him, dude. Look at the pictures. Is there any way that guy doesn't cry himself to sleep at night?
I don't think he gets pegged in the ass. I think he does.
He's one of those guys that are so angry. The only thing that can calm him down is a giant red rocket in his
Cuban.
Ass.
He's Cuban. Yeah, he's got that Cuban.
No, I don't think he gets pegged in the ass, but I do think he teaches his wife a valuable lesson every night.
dude, look how angry he is. And he's so, look at that.
Look at that picture on the one on the left. Oh, dude. That one right there in the middle where he's talking to the ref. Imagine that's his wife where he's like, no sandwich!
Yeah. So I think he's kind of crazy. So South Carolina takes on Gonzaga. And then UNC takes on
Ducks.
Oregon. Gonzaga is, I think, they got a good chance to win this shit.
They've had a pretty easy little walk so far.
I think North Carolina's going to win. I think they're going to win it.
You think it's Carolina-Gonzaga and you think Carolina wins it?
Yeah, I do. I think Carolina's going to win it.
Ryan Adams, your thoughts?
I mean, it sets up like that. It seems this tournament, though, what you expect to happen never happens. So South Carolina and Oregon.
What's the name of the young gentleman that hit that game-winning shot? He's a walk-on.
Is that not the greatest game?
He was a walk-on, yeah.
Luke May, walk-on.
Was that a great game? How did the walk-on takes the final shot?
I was with Fighting when we watched that game.
Yeah. He had his two best games of his career in the tournament.
I watched it at home.
Oh. He fell on the. We're in a restaurant. He fell on the floor, just hitting the floor. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, what'd you do that for?
Just to see if we're out of control.
Oh, you little cunt. You want to play
hey, everybody
was cheering.
That's fine.
But you were rolling around. You were rolling around the ground. It was
first of all, we're in a sports bar.
No one else did that.
So hold on. No one. Five C word limit on this show?
No one else did that.
No, no, I said nine. I got four more left.
No, there's a five. You're at five. That's a great shot. So, Monk.
Wait a minute. We're not going to play that game. We're not going to start setting limits of what we can and can't do. What if I'm like, hey, you can say black stripper one time a show?
I'm cool with that.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
No.
Yeah, so we're at a sports bar right in L.A. Live. We went across there.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of Kentucky fans. It was pretty fun, actually. It was like a bunch of Kentucky fans, And in that... And it really was 4 seconds.
It was
it
crazy,
was
dude.
Bing bang.
These videos of these reactions of these
kids. Aren't they great? Outside of the Kentucky Stadium.
Yeah.
The videos outside the Kentucky Stadium.
Love it.
Where everyone's like, yeah, yeah. And they're hugging each other and like, oh. Like everybody is celebrating and then dropping.
Yeah.
And which is that exactly what happened
gold,
in the bar.
Dude. That's a guy you want on your team.
Liar.
I was like, yeah, this one's great.
This is great. You go to put in UK final reaction. UK fans react to final moments, and then look at that. They're like, oh, this guy's still clapping.
He is the only Carolina fan. Watch it again. If you can restart it, watch the same guy, Sam. So you go to him, he's pissed. He's pissed. Then they stop cheering, and he's a Carolina fan, and he's like, yeah, okay. So he's the one asshole in a sea of Kentucky fans.
Wow.
Now, another great thing that I saw, which was awesome, who's the walk-on guy?
Luke May.
The next day, 8 a.m., showed up for class. So he walks into his 8 a.m. class, and the whole class is cheering for him. And I was like, that's pretty pimp.
That's got to be great.
For you to walk into your 8 a.m. class after hitting a game-winning shot to send...
For the rest of your life.
J.J. Reddick's alma mater.
No, he went to Duke.
Oh, he did go to Duke, didn't he?
Yeah, fuckhead.
He's an asshole.
Well, then now I'm fully rooting for Oregon.
Yes. This is great. Oh, someone Snapchatted it.
Yeah, of course. This is Sam Tripoli in his 8 a.m. class. I'm just going to make me a quick video of this.
I mean, I'm happy for that kid. I mean, like, dude. Yeah. I mean, like, just all you got is fundamentals. You know, and he's just
his
like...
His dad went to Carolina, played football there. He didn't get a scholarship offer. Roy Williams asked him to walk on. He had offers from Virginia and Notre Dame. And the guy walks on, pays his way, earns a scholarship, and now he has his two best games of his life as a sophomore in the NCAA tournament.
Quite possibly. And he's not the kind of guy that's going to go to the NBA.
Probably not.
But you're literally... What's so exciting about the tournament, and really all amateur and college sports, is you're watching this kid have the... highlight of his entire life. His grandchildren will see this video. His kids will. He will probably get some great cushy job somewhere with his degree because of this moment. Literally the greatest moment, quite possibly. And I hope not. I hope a million great things happen to this guy. But probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to this 20-year-old kid's life.
Yep.
And he said it. He said it was the best thing. It's the best thing he's done, he said, in his life.
It'd be the best thing I did. It's the best thing you did.
Sure.
It's the best thing anybody. I mean, like, now, for it to be a memory that lasts forever, they got to win a championship. If they win a championship,
that
becomes a big moment.
Well, a bigger moment.
A
bigger moment. But for a kid like that, that's a pretty fucking special moment. And it's pretty cool to see some 20-year-old kid have a moment like that.
Yeah.
And it's also
cool
very cool
to see a 40-year-old man have a moment like that.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It'd be great. I mean, like,
yeah,
God damn.
But it's also cool to see a kid like that. Bam. That was Sunday. Monday at his 8 a.m. class. 8 a.m.
What, they get right on a plane and fly back?
Yeah.
Must have.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets on a plane, flies back. Everybody in his apartment celebrating. Everybody's going nuts. It's probably a line out of his bedroom to suck his cock. And he's like, hey, man, I got to go to trigonometry
How long would you wait in line to blow him?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't wait in line, bro. I got the gold bracelet, bro. I go right to the front of the line, dude. I ain't sucking some.
You use your frequent flyer miles?
No, I'm just letting them know that I got cancer. I ain't got long to live. And, it's a thing I do to get in front of lines. And then it's just... Goblin cock. Gobbling cock.
His dick sucking technique is horrible.
That noise?
When you do
get
that,
your dick out and tell me different.
As I watch that, I just that guy's cheese grating whatever fucking invisible dick he's sucking on right now.
Now, you've said a lot of things on this show to me, sir, but now you have pissed me off.
Are you going to storm out again?
No. Get that dick out.
So, start South Carolina took on Florida, right? And they were down at halftime. Mm-hmm. And then they came right back. And a lot of people gave the SEC shit all year. They said it wasn't a good basketball. They have two teams.
Tournament says otherwise.
They have two teams.
No, not now.
What are the team? I thought
not
it was
now.
Two. Oh, what are the four? Oh,
no,
you're right. Yeah. I mean, dude, Kentucky, you know, wasn't the team that made it to the Final Four. That's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, if they'd have been in Gonzaga's region, there's no way they're not in the Final Four. Kentucky.
Carolina's a one, right? So
yeah,
there's two ones.
Yeah. Gonzaga.
A seven and a three.
Oregon's a three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They loaded up your guys' conference. They loaded
it's crazy.
It up.
Yeah, I think UCLA and Kentucky could have been in the Final Four if they were in other regions.
Yeah, there's a lot of that shit, too. You get a lot of that.
Kentucky got boat raced UCLA.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad. And Ball's like stock drop from that game, which is ridiculous because his I think they're trying to
make a story.
I think they're trying to lower his stock so in case the Lakers don't get the first pick. I think they really want this kid.
I think if anybody's stock dropped, it was probably Malik Monk's stock because what it looked like when he had a taller guy guarding him, a longer guard. He had 13 points, 10 points. I mean, he scored 37 last time.
And interesting.
Yeah, he's going to have long
guards.
I
like that
kid,
though, dude.
I do, too. Yeah, but, it's going to – the guards in the NBA are really tall.
Yeah. I mean, I know that. I have a 6-foot point guard and a 6'3 shooting guard that I can't fucking stand. I know all about tall fucking shooters, okay? But
– You literally are a Clippers fan for the logo. You like the logo. You hate every Clipper you want to trade – I've listened to you since
that's not true
the
at all.
Spring
oh my God.
League.
He did it the
true.
Whole game to the people around us. I just remembered that because we've heard it so many times. I just remembered. You were trying to get everybody on board. You're like,
that's
this is who we got to trade. This is
what
who we need.
What Clippers do you like?
I love CP3.
Mm-hmm.
I love Blake Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like mm-hmm. Austin Rivers. I like Mo Spates.
Jordan.
Mo Spates. I'm fine with JJ, with Jamal Crawford. But
I know. I was about to have a heart attack.
Everybody else can go. Get out of here.
DJ?
DJ can go.
JJ?
That's great.
Go.
What if, would you trade Blake?
I don't want to. I think he's going to go to Lakers.
And all right, guys. It's been a good show. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
I think he's going to go Lakers. I think he's going to make up the money that he's leaving on the table by going to the Lakers and being that Laker brand. And if they get Ball, that's a good start. I mean, that's
who gets Ball?
The Lakers. They have a top one or two pick. They're just talking about because, when
if I got to listen to that guy's dad in my hometown's or the town I live in's sports radio all the time, and I got to listen to this idiot,
I guarantee you, Ball does something about his dad. He's gonna have a conversation where it's shut the fuck up.
Lakers get Ball, I will be moving to Chicago, Illinois.
It's definitely possible. But let's get to our Final Four real quick.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Who do you think? Let's make a couple predictions. My brackets have been super fucked.
Yeah.
I am nine. I am in the United States of America, though.
What does that mean?
Because the ESPN, our brackets, will tell you where you are ranked in America.
Yes.
So out of the couple hundred in Punch Drunk, I'm towards the bottom. But in America, I'm 9,400,000.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Out of how many? Probably a lot.
Only 8 million, which is weird.
you know?
Probably a lot. I don't know. I mean, whatever, fill out ESPN's brackets. But, you just see the M word, million.
Yeah.
You know.
You're doing fine.
Not.
Do you know I'm in the finals of the ESPN, our fantasy league?
The basketball one?
Yeah. It's me versus our black listener, Anthony Johnson.
You and Anthony Johnson, the commish?
Yeah, and I've housed him every time I played him. It's almost over.
So you really? So are you? How did you finish? Were you in first place? How did you finish?
I start to finish.
How much do you really work at it, or is it just luck? Because
you have to do it every day,
and you do.
Yeah, I love
you
it.
Love, yeah, you love,
I love it.
You love.
One day I didn't do it and I lost because I was doing a shoot for Be Real from Cypress Hill. And I had to get up early. I got a call from this guy. I need you, dude. Would this guy cancel? I'm like, fuck, okay. And I forgot to do my lineup. Mm. And I lost that week. But I pretty much only – I had three losses the whole season.
Are you willing – will you know where the championship has ended?
Sunday night.
So by Sunday night, you or Anthony Johnson will be the punch drunk champ in fantasy basketball?
Yep, yep.
What about a bag of bets between you and AJ?
He wouldn't do it now. He's so deep in the hole already out the gate. It wouldn't even be worth it to him. But this guy brought up a great idea about doing an all bag of bets fantasy football league. Mm.
Where every week you have to pay off if you lose?
We can either do every week you pay off or if you don't win it, you pay one off.
Yeah. The loser pays one.
Yeah.
Oh,
the last place. So there's some drama at the bottom.
If
the
it's
last
12 place people.
No, everybody except the person who wins it.
Oh,
so
God.
It's 12 people, 11 have to pay off a bag of bets and one just...
Yeah.
That the one thing you win is you don't get fucking have to pay it.
Yeah.
If you made the last guy do it though, then there would be kind of some drama. You know, the guy who maybe would sit out the rest of the season would be trying to win.
I
want to
be in a fantasy league where it's like, but it's like a old school like Roman kind of fantasy league where it's like, each week if you lose, you get killed by like a tiger or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then
I'm open.
You live to fight another day. So
I'm
by
open.
The end. 11 people get ripped to death by a tiger or stabbed with one of those
gladiators. It might affect our numbers over time. Over time, we might
lose. We're going to lose 11 listeners.
Every year. That might affect numbers.
We're going to lose 11 listeners or a host every now and then, yeah.
We got to come up with something. There has to be more, like, you have to really believe you're great at fantasy football.
I do.
To be in this league. In this one particular league.
You know, it's all injuries. Fantasy football is just like, if your team stay healthy and no one gets hurt, then you're probably all right. And that's hard to do. And so when you lose your big guy, you got to make adjustments. And it's all about swindling people. I am in a fantasy football league with a bunch of, 7-year-olds.
Okay.
Most of them are girls and they thought they were in a, American Doll league, which is what I told them. And...
crushing.
Is it just how much money is at stake?
Losers
get cooties.
Yep.
Allowance.
Losers get cooties.
Taking that allowance.
And yeah, but it's you know, it's like $20 a person to get in.
I respect that. I expect that. So you take what?
I need to borrow $20. I'll talk to you about that later.
So you just take their.
So thoughts, predictions, Final Four. Sam Tripoli, we'll go with you first. What do you got? I know you're
I think
a home
North Carolina wins it. I think North Carolina takes on Gonzaga and wins it.
Okay. Just out of for fun, don't tell her who's in it. Fight Nanny.
I learned, when was that? Sunday, that they play totally different rules. Why does the same sport not have the same amount of quarters per game? It
My favorite
no
part
sense.
Of being at the Clipper game, besides creeping on those 17-year-old Mexican chicks.
I was not bored. I was bored.
Halfway through that second, I think the third quarter, she goes, oh, they're playing the Kings.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea who they were playing because I literally only like the Clippers. I was like, oh, I guess I should know
that. Well, dude,
it was way worse at the bar across the street. I go, no, the game's not almost over. Why is everybody cheering? Because it's only the second
She's
quarter.
She's like, let's get our check. I got to go somewhere. I'm like, I got to go somewhere too, but let's just sit till the end of the game. And it's like,
blew my mind.
Two minutes left in the second half. She goes,
like, what are you talking
Jason,
about?
Jason, it's the fucking second quarter. We're going to be here for an hour. I go, there's 2 minutes left in the game. It's the second half. Okay, you just blew my mind. I don't even understand what's going on. I don't know why they don't play the same rules.
I love that I'm on a sports podcast.
I don't know why they don't play the same rules. I don't know why they don't play the same rules.
I was like, this is so stupid. It makes no sense. I got really mad about it.
Yeah, she's super
Colin
mad.
Colin Coward has that Christian Lay on her show, and she barely knows anything about sports.
Oh, good.
That's how hot she is. She is so you ever watch that show on Fox Sports 1? It's like me and five people in the country watch it. She is so fucking hot.
Yeah, I was like, can we see her, Johnny? Let's see.
You know who's hot is that girl in Logan.
You already what, said
the,
this.
The girl?
The young girl.
Ew. And oh, when the Clippers spirit. No, so when the Clippers cool. kids came out, he's like, boner time.
what's her name, Sam?
Oh, wait. Christian what was the joke I made that we never got through?
DeAndre.
It's
Kristen.
K.
Kristen?
Yeah.
Christine?
Oh, yeah, DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is so fucking hot. It's unbelievable. Like, yeah.
She's on a sports show?
Yeah, and she just talks and shows up once in a while.
I like her style.
And you just know
hey,
that.
Hey, right, Nanny, this could be your future once you get those cans slammed onto your...
I know. I just need my boobs.
Yeah,
like, dude,
this could be you once you get twin. Once
can
you
someone
have,
donate that $10,000?
I always love like how she like she's always sticking up for women about how hard it is to be a chick. It's like, tell me about your hard days, Christian Lay. The moment you sprouted fucking pubic hair on your snatch, people were bending over backwards to make sure you were happy.
Fine, Annie. This could be you once you have twins
implanted on your chest.
Dude, you just know there's been yards of black dick in that. Like, yards. Like, football fields worth of black dick. She's a hot blonde that works in sports. And, like, genetically, it is like, how can she say no to that? She is the premier genetic super athletes who have millions of dollars.
I mean, you have me with millions of dollars.
It's like us working at Victoria's Secrets, and we're like, you can't fuck these girls. And you're like, what? You can't do it. You'll lose your job. And they're just like, triply fuck me. I'm like, I can't. I can't do it. I'll lose this $6.50 an hour job. I can't do it, man. I can't do
it. I know.
I'm surprised they're all not pregnant by these guys. She's so hot. She's so hot. She literally knows nothing about sports.
Cute dog on the left.
Hey, she endorses flushable wipes. That's cool.
Flushable wipes? Where is that?
The Cottonelle.
Where? Really? She does?
I don't know.
Oh, we got the worst fucking stats guy.
Only Aaron. Only Aaron. We'd be looking at the hottest chick in the fucking all of sports, and he's like, oh.
Yeah, Cottonelle.
Baby wipes, dude. That means she knows what she's doing.
She keeps her temple clean.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That means she's probably done porn at some point.
Or it just means she doesn't want her fucking turd pincher to smell like a fucking ham sandwich in a microwave after 10 years. Ew. Or whatever the fuck.
Wait, what does that mean? It's been in the microwave for 10 years?
It's rotten food that just keeps getting
like
heated
up. Like what, apocalypse happens, somebody forgets their sandwich in a microwave?
Like a dead fish on like a fucking
aliens
summer.
Aliens find it and they open it and that's the smell.
And then you open up the microwave, you're like, ooh, That ham sandwich has been in there for a long time, eh?
Who are you, Garnet?
Garnet, yeah.
Garnet's a space alien?
Yeah. Whoa, man, I'm glad to be here. I'm going to see if I could stay another 2 days, but I got to go back to Bloopton. Spaceship is leaving, but I really wish I could come here and work on your pipelines. Work on your pipes.
Guys, call us, man. Give us a call.
So wait.
323.
Comes to you.
282-7424. We want to find out what you thought about today's show.
Your thoughts.
What do you think about Christian Lay and her baby wipes?
It's like two shows going on.
I know. Your thoughts on the Final Four.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I think Carolina's going to win. I don't want
to. Why do you hate to say
it? I don't want to jinx it. It's
you
just
did not think that last week.
Yeah, I had.
Last week you thought your goose was cooked.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I think we got this.
Yeah, I mean, they've been. I think it really helps that they've been there. They've done all this last year, and they know what it's like to lose at the last moment.
Oregon is not one of those elite teams yet. That's my pick.
They're tough.
I'm going with Oregon over Gonzaga because that would be the most plausible, dramatic upset that's left on the table.
What a boring.
I don't think anybody thinks South Carolina versus North Carolina is going to happen, and I don't think anybody thinks South Carolina is going to beat North
Carolina. South Carolina, it's possible, dude.
Their defense.
They beat some good teams.
A lot.
A lot better teams than Gonzaga.
Never root against the Gamecock.
Yeah, that's what my grandpa used to say.
Granted, they do have the word cock in their name.
Yeah.
Did you really? I mean, really?
It's a good point.
It's not a good point.
No, I didn't. Aaron did, and I tagged what he said.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't. Aaron did.
No, Aaron said Gamecocks.
To yes and.
Which is a bird. And then you go, they have cocks in their name, which is a dick. Okay? That's a big difference. Your Honor, case dismissed.
Aaron,
hey,
you were going with a rooster angle, and who would
that's what you're doing, right?
No.
You were going with the rooster?
No.
You were going with the dick?
Yeah, I was going for the dick.
Okay.
I'm sad that Oregon State.
This surprises you.
That Oregon State got booted out of
Midwest.
The women's Final Four.
Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm upset because they were the Lady Beavers. Fuck you, that's funny.
All right, here's a caller.
You're on the air with the Lady Beavers.
You're on with Cootie Talk with Aaron, everybody. Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose?
I think it's going to be.
Carolina, just because the racists always win.
There's two Carolinas, bud.
The racists.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go for South Carolina. Just
okay,
cause
see?
Because
yeah, like when you say Carolina, you're thinking Tar Heels.
Always, yeah.
So it's two Carolinas. Okay. So you're going South Carolina because you like the Confederate flag?
Sam, I have a question.
Oh, here it comes.
Which father do you think talks more shit, the Ball brothers' father or Floyd's father?
Oh, great question.
Ball brothers.
I'm going to go. Dude, I disagree with
really,
that.
You really think that Floyd's dad doesn't talk more shit?
I think he talks a lot of shit.
I think that is part of boxing. And hyping fights and promoting fights. And boxing is not a team sport, as basketball is a team sport, where if you're a basketball person and you're like, it's about me, I don't want that guy in my locker room, and I definitely don't want his dad in there.
I don't think his son's like that at all. I think his son's very quiet.
We're talking about his dad. We're saying who talks more shit, the dad or this.
The reason I'm going to go with Floyd Mayweather Sr. is because he used to smoke crack. I think when you add crack to it, allegedly, that adds the little the fun.
I wouldn't be shocked if Ball's dad didn't smoke crack.
Crackhead talking shit. So
what's that?
I said I'm from Baltimore, so I know a lot about crackheads talking shit.
Yeah, dude, we live in L.A. I got crackheads in my neighborhood. It's just like, yeah, you add crack to it.
I got a crackhead inside of me,
dude. Crackheads talk shit to imaginary people. That's how much shit they talk. I saw a guy just literally walking in the middle of Highland with a sword, like just a weird like sword thing, yelling at nobody.
A lady came into a sports bar I was at, Facebook Live-ing the entire event. What?
Facebook Live?
Yeah, to who? I don't know.
She was crack?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So crackheads are on Facebook Live?
Yeah, in Studio City.
Entertainment is over. It's dead. When I'm competing with crackheads, we have no chance.
Dude, I would think with crackheads, it would go porn, then social media.
Dude, I talked about it on my last podcast. It's like, dude, I was Instagram living Sanitarium by Metallica, the three people, while a chick, an Instagram model, was eating a Cobb salad to 1,000 people. A Cobb fucking salad.
Oh, my God, those are fucking, those bitches.
Hey, dude, what do you think about the Raiders? What do you think about the Raiders?
I definitely think.
There we go.
Do you, bro?
I love that.
Do you definitely think, bro?
We get back in the New York groove. Guys, call in 323-282-7424. That's
talk
right.
Talk 210.
$2,000 donation. A $10,000 donation to Patreon gets the Fight Nanny Tits.
So you're going Carolina. You're going Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm going Oregon. Let's ask fucking. Oh, now I understand basketball because I fucking sat next to Tripoli at a Clipper game.
I did. Garnett sat in between us.
Staring at 14-year-olds.
Yeah. I like the name Oregon better.
The Ducks.
Okay. All right.
Nanny and I are going with the Oregon Ducks.
You're going Ducks.
That makes me nervous.
We're going North Carolina.
I don't like that.
Ryan Adams is always nervous, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's it going, man? Thanks for tuning in.
I'm going to take Oregon and Gonzaga, with Gonzaga finally getting that national title.
There you go.
And I think, Sam, you need to stop being such a cunt to Tebow. Whoa! Give him that unlimited cunt limit.
Whoa! You just used up two of his cunts. You got
did use
two
of
more.
My cunts.
He oh, that's it one. You got one
two.
More.
I feel like he
ooh,
said it more than five times.
Ooh, I'm limited to one more.
Don't say it, dude. Don't say it. I just like.
All right.
Don't anybody call in and use my C word.
Don't use. He's got one more left, dude. One more left.
He's the Vegas Raiders. Yeah, I'm already starting to plan out my first trip out there.
How cool.
Can't wait for that.
You're seeing, I think,
you're a Raiders fan.
No, I'm actually a Steelers fan, but still, you can't wait to get out to Vegas, watch the Steelers play out there.
Yeah.
Like Tebow said, I think it's going to be a half-half split out there.
I think it's interesting. I think that Vegas is going to really rally around the team. That's just my thing, or that's my hope. I think there's a lot of people. Like, if you moved up, hey, dude, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, how's it going?
You know, I should have hung on by him because he used up all your C words.
No, I got one left.
Yeah. You know, we got to negotiate this nine. I think it should be done.
Oh, if we're going to negotiate, we'll negotiate.
Okay. All right. I respect that. No more calls?
You have no choice.
Why don't you guys love us? You guys used to love us.
We haven't talked 210 yet.
210?
210. UFC 210. Is it Saturday?
It's next Saturday.
Or two Saturdays from now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is a card that on now for a long the last couple for a few, I was like, wow, I wasn't super excited about the card, and the card wound up being good. Mm-hmm. And this is one on paper, I'm really excited for the card, and I hope it doesn't.
For who are you excited for?
I'm excited.
Hold
for
on, that looks like your boyfriend's on.
Okay, Weidman Musasi's a good
those
fight.
Those are the only two I care about.
Really? Cormier Johnson's a good fight.
You like that's what Elvez I said, versus two. Cotto?
No.
Cote?
No.
That looks like a good fight.
That's a good fight.
He's not from New Jersey.
I mean, I'm going to watch it. It's not New Jersey.
How about Brooks versus Brazilian Tony Hinchcliffe?
Yes, he is the Brazilian Tony Hinchcliffe.
Ah, I'll choke you out. That one. Yeah.
This one.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't that look like Tony? Like, I'm friends with Rogan. I take HGH. I'm a fighter.
One of those guys, 155. What weight class would you fight at, Sam?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to fight at 185.
I would be banging around right around here.
What is it? 155.
I would cut to that. I would cut.
You would
like,
have to cut.
I would have to eat four pizzas to get to that. No, yeah. I'm probably like I bet if I stepped on a scale right now I'd be about 162.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so you should cut down to 145.
Yeah, you're so tall.
Yeah, but that would be so hard. Oh, you know what?
Okay, you'd really beat us.
First of all, I would smoke. In this scenario, it's never happening. I love how you're actually thinking about how hard it is to imagine you cut down for your match.
I mean, what do you want me to? If we're gonna have a fucking, let's think of a scenario and then just go. Yeah, that'll never happen.
Do you think cutting down to 165, 145 would be harder, or would me cutting down to 185 be harder?
Well, what are you at right now?
I'm like 209.
Really?
What a lovely number.
I think it would be harder for me. I would think
it's fucking creepy over here.
This doctor
looks at you in a whole new way.
Matthew McConaughey from Days of Confused. What a lovely number.
How tall are you?
Just creeping.
6 foot.
Just fucking creeping over here. What a lovely number.
The older I get, the more they stay 209.
So Anthony Johnson versus Cormier, we'll talk about this now. Do you want? Because you're probably going to talk about this next week.
No, I'm saying we brought it up earlier, and you're just screaming people call. And I'm like,
I like the card.
I mean, I only always buy Weidman cards. I'm going to have it. But
yeah. Are you going to watch it by yourself? You always like to watch his fights by yourself.
No, that's not true. I get them at my house, though, and people,
you don't invite
people
anybody,
are allowed
you
over.
You watch it by yourself and just karate chop
no,
your
people
clam?
People can come over, but you can't wear shoes in my house. There's lots of rules.
Why doesn't that porno come out? A girl karate chopping her vagina.
it's called Fistful of Twat.
Some Bruce Lee looking guy comes in and just goes, wow.
That is so fucking funny, dude. God, Fight Pass. Does anyone ever watch the fights on Fight Pass?
You do.
I do because I have Fight Pass.
That's how you actually.
I got Fight Pass. They just charged me. I'm like, ugh. I should do something about that. Can I talk about something I kind of talked about on. I tweeted about yesterday how Amber Heard. Do you want to talk about more UFC?
Oh, I don't care.
Amber Heard came out and she goes, you know, my agents told me not to tell everybody I was bisexual, but I did it anyways because they thought it would hurt my career. It's like, okay. Fucking Rosa Parks. Really? Really, Rosa Parks?
Who's Amber Heard?
The crazy
beautiful.
Bitch. The crazy bitch.
Johnny
chick.
Depp's ex-wife,
she's
right?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Came out and said that her management told her not to tell everybody she was bisexual.
Now, first of all.
Because it might hurt her career.
First of all.
Put up, look
is
up
she
bisexual.
Is she an actress? What does she do? What has she been in?
Johnny Depp's fucking nightmares.
Rum Diaries.
I'm not saying what's been in her. I said what's she been in.
She was in
that. Pineapple Express, Zombieland.
Didn't they meet on set?
She is, because I tell you what, just looking at those pictures right there, I don't recognize her from anything. Holy shit, she's hot.
Yeah,
she's
right?
Beautiful. Wow.
But
wow,
the notion that if you're that chick and you're bisexual, that's going to hurt your career. Like, it's so disingenuous when people, it annoys the shit out of me when I see these hot chicks, fame whores, trying to act like they're fucking goddamn, what's his name, Sean Penn and Milk, walking around acting like they're fucking being oppressed.
She is just.
What do you think was a hard day in Amber Heard's life when she tried to fuck Johnny Depp over? She's that crazy, and she's so hot that we're willing to forgive how crazy she is.
Well, I don't know what they were actually been through. I wasn't there, so I don't know the whole.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
You're saying that is because she's hot.
No, no, no. Not true at all. I'm just saying I don't know if he's a great person, a bad person. I don't know either one of them involved. I'm saying what I do know is that she is fucking hot as shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Humor me on this. Put in Amber Heard butthole.
I've been
cucumber.
Told that go up. You had it, dude. You had it.
Oh, I'm taking.
I've been told that coming out as a bisexual would hurt my career. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
I believe some fucking idiot told her that.
Really? Really?
Yeah, of course. Probably. Probably. What's the point in coming out with that, though?
What?
Why go, I need to tell the world I'm bisexual?
Because
why is it
is an attempt.
Business?
Those aren't real. Are they real?
I don't know.
I was just going to say, what
Hold on.
Happened?
I
jokingly said,
YouTube.
Put up Amber Heard. Google, do me a favor. Google Amber Heard butthole.
And then fucking Captain Creepy over here.
And then Ryan Adams.
Her look less creepy. 209. That's no
that was creepy.
I know.
That was so creepy.
All of a sudden. I don't know. I walk around at 209 right now.
Wow. You do, huh? Oh, yeah, girl. You walk around at 209. You know what you did. You
did it with that. Look at your face like, Daddy wants to eat.
You done did this to yourself, girl. yeah. You ain't going to sleep alone tonight, girl. Someone's going to sleep in a grave.
My face hurts. Stop.
Oh, man. Oh, so good.
That voice. Fuck me.
Oh, so good.
She said it would without a doubt end her career. That's what she was told.
You know what? I get told a lot of crazy things, too.
Dude, that's bullshit, dude. It's fake fucking oppression. She wants credit for oppression she's never fucking ever been through or gonna be through. It's fake. It's disingenuous. It's not. She's trying to sit there acting like her being a smoking hot chick that eats out girls and does coke off NBA dicks is going to hold her back in her career.
Really destroyed Ellen's
it's
career
just,
coming out of the lesbian.
It's fucking disingenuous. Okay. And it's disingenuous to the people who are really gay and fucking bisexual guys who get fucking tons of shit for fucking being themselves. It's disingenuous. It's attempting to get credit for oppression you never went through.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Would
to
I eat
me.
Her ass? Yes. Okay? Doesn't change the fact.
Dude, you give me enough Jack and Cokes, I'd eat your ass. So that's not a real push.
Well, you know what? That
I
makes
would
me
definitely
feel good.
Let her fart
that
my,
makes me feel good.
But on my soberest of days, I would let her fart in my hair.
Well, I mean, she's
shit,
so hot, she could probably
on my teeth.
Fart on
fart
fuck
in your
it.
Hair.
And shit on my teeth.
Fart in your hair.
Two for anyone.
But I'm just saying, well, it does a lot for
me. For her
me.
To fart in your hair, you get closer to her pussy. That's the only thing I can think
close
of.
Enough to strike. Hey, Amber Heard, don't get within striking distance of a cobra with that butthole. Cut! That's my last one.
I like
okay.
it better.
Okay.
I saved it for the right moment.
You really did.
Thank you, guys.
You really
Here's what we've learned,
did.
Guys. Go to farmersdaughteronly.com.
Farmersdaughter.
Put in the code, and that'll save you, you know what, off of you know who.
Yeah. Oh, we got a call. Let's do a call, and then we'll call it a day. Last call of the day. Caller.
Yo, hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Let's play a game. What is he? I say Mexican.
I say Puerto Rican woman. True or false, ma'am?
Don't say yet. Don't say yet. Go. What do you think?
Man or woman?
No, we're going, what is he? I think he's Mexican.
Oh, I didn't even hear Mexican.
Say
Cubano.
Cubano?
Yeah.
Cubano.
He's white as fuck.
This guy's been on the East Coast too long. Aaron, your racist sensibilities say what?
I'm sensing some sort of Asian.
Asians
like
in it. So we got
Islander,
you guys took
perhaps.
The good ones. I mean,
okay.
He's either white or
you
Asian.
Guess
he's
the
on the
same thing.
Okay. I'm at the Mexican.
White...
He's Mexican, obviously. But...
He's either white or Asian. He's on the internet at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's white or Asian.
Okay, are you guys ready? What is your nationality?
It is Mexican.
Yeah! Yes!
So close.
Yeah.
They're always Mexican.
They're always Mexican. They're not always Mexican, bro.
Yeah.
We have white collars.
Oh,
we have two
no,
black
I mean,
collars.
When it's in question, the answer is always
Mexican. I like how we take a call. He just is sitting in a windstorm while we're talking. He said hello, and we talked about him for 2.5 minutes.
Hey.
And we're going to hang up on him, let's be honest here.
Hey, So what's where?
Sorry, guys. I'm on a biking right now. I'm at work.
What are you, a bike messenger? What are you doing?
No, he's Mexican. He's got that bike with ice cream in it.
Oh, you're selling ice cream to children?
Does he got like a Bluetooth?
I've got hit by a couple cars.
Okay, cool, cool,
don't
cool.
Do that, buddy. Do that, buddy.
What's the word? What do you want to talk about?
I had two parts to this. First part, I just want to ask was the pilot?
It was good, buddy. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I'm actually doing more work on. They invited me back next week to do some writing for the show, actually. So it actually went out good. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's great. That's great.
Second part is for the NBA. You guys see how the Celtics are first place in the East?
Yeah.
You guys think they're going to be able to get out of there?
I think. Hey. I think. Sorry, fucking. Fucking Mexican bike rider.
Damn. Hey, I'm calling with your weather report. I'm in the middle of a hurricane, and what do you think about the Raiders? They'd be more better if they got Kobe.
I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I don't think – I think there's – I mean, I don't think they're going to beat anybody in the West, the Cavs. I just think this is a weird thing's going on with the Cavs right now. I think LeBron James, for the first time ever in his life, has no pressure to win anything. It's never happened in his whole life, and there's something to that. This team isn't gelling for some reason.
They'll be fine in the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, they kind of did it last year, right? I mean, they were pretty good, but they had games where they looked like shit. And then
you're saying Cleveland will?
Yeah.
Totally agree with them.
Yeah.
Totally agree with them.
I think I'm not saying they're not going to make it. They could definitely make it. But the fucking Wizards are playing amazing.
They are playing good.
The Celtics are playing amazing.
They're going to get beat by the Clippers.
Boston. How about Boston, though? They're in first place, and they get the first pick next year. I mean, they're next year?
No, they might get the first
pick.
Well,
I mean, probably. Almost certainly.
I don't know. But everyone's in love with that kid that didn't play. I mean, they literally are in love with him. They're saying he's the guy who didn't play in the Washington.
Markelle Fultz.
Yeah. Everybody's in love with him.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's the he's heads and shoulders better than Ball. And I'm like, the team sucked. I mean, the team literally sucked. The team was so bad, his coach got fired. I mean, like, that's bad. Like, I'm like, if he can't win at a level, when you look at people like, who are the only guy on their team, Kevin Durant, Michael Beasley, I mean, dude,
yeah.
you can't get a winning record on that team? How can you be that good and not have a winning record? That's all
I mean,
I'm saying.
Well, like, what? I mean, like, Simmons for LSU, they sucked.
Yeah, but they still had at least a winning record.
Did they? I don't know. I don't think they did. I don't think they did.
Well, and still, look at him. He got hurt his first season.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says he's going to be great. He hasn't even played. He hasn't played his whole first season. So that argument really is good. You're going off of potential. All right, I feel like I drained the last bit of that out. I think Nanny checked out a while ago.
I think she checked out about a year and a half ago.
No, I didn't.
Hey.
Present.
I will slap you.
Well, that's not new news.
So that's our show, dude.
That is our show. Guys, couple quick things. Go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you 15% off of your coffee orders. They have great new tea. They have the new nitro teas. They have the nitro coffees. They have all kinds of healthy snacks for you. And if you love coffee like I do, like Sam does, if you can't deal without it, go to Caveman Coffee. That helps our buddy Tate. That helps the guys at Punch Drunk. And if you use the code Fighter and the Kid, I will find you and I will saw your teeth out. I will bite you in your teeth. Ooh. Who bites people in their teeth? I will. Bet your ass on it. And go to punchdrunksports.com if you're going to do any shopping at Amazon. You got to go to Amazon anyway. You're fans of the show. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click the Amazon link. That sends you right to Amazon. But what's cool about that is it gives us a little bit of a percentage of whatever you have to buy. And that helps us do things like buy T-shirts, come up with new shirt designs, and build the new website that we're building, which will be ready in about two to three weeks. So, guys, really appreciate all the support. Thank you to BetDSI. Thank you very much to SeatGeek. And as always, thanks to All the Things Comedy. And guys, this is one of the greatest days of my life so far.
Guys, that was so great tonight. Last week I was bad. This week I think I stole the show.
I think you did.
All right, guys, take care. Sorry. See you next week. Sorry.